Episode 2329, How Do You Stay Motivated in the Heat?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. I hope you're having a splendid week. It is Wellness Wednesday. And you know what? It's getting a little hot outside. Well, at least it is down south for us here. I'm talking steamy with humidity and the sun is out shining and there's blue skies. But with all of that, there's always the question, how do you stay motivated in the heat? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. It's easy to slack off during the summer months when it comes to exercise. And you may wonder why. Well, the heat is overwhelming and it's exhausting. And the last thing most of us want is to be out in the extreme heat exercising. So how do you stay motivated in the heat? How do you keep doing what you know you should be for your body? Now, some would say that they are more active during the summer months. And yes, to some degree, that is true. However, not exactly as you think it is, because sitting on the beach reading a book, that's not very active. In fact, during the summer, less energy is used by the body, which means fewer calories are burned. Because why? You think, oh, I'm moving, but then you go and you just sit back. And then, this is awesome. It's the wonderful, yummy barbecues and fresh seafood, plus all the fixins. You eat more and move less, even though you think you're expending more energy. You're really not. And the crazy thing is yes, you could sit there and do the barbecues and the seafood, stick to the protein, not eat as much fixins, but really, do we really honestly do that? Oh, no. And those fixins, what are they coated with? Sauces. Lots and lots of sauces. And those sauces, what does it do to your body? Oh, yeah, it's called calories. And yes, we may be sweating more, but that isn't doing what we think it's really doing. We're just detoxifying our body. Now, is that awesome? 100%. But we're not burning as many calories. And we think we are because we're sweating like we would be if we did a hard, heavy, resistant training, strength training workout or a burst training. But when it comes to summertime, not so much. And that's where the dilemma lies. Are you really doing what your body needs in the summer when it comes to fitness? And I want you to think about this. We need to be more diligent at getting out and getting in our exercise. But it's hot. I know, I hear it all the time. I say it. I walk with people. I exercise with people. And they're like, oh my gosh, Christiane, I don't know how you do it. Just yesterday, I walked 3 different times during my day. So how do you stay motivated in the heat? Well, you got to create your now. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Create your now. You got to be creative and think outside the box so you can still do what you need to do in less than ideal conditions. Because yeah, the heat is hard and we've got to take care of our bodies. You know what happens, don't you? We begin to slack off a little bit and we're like, oh, you know what? I really am exercising. And yeah, no, you're not. Now, if you go to Disney World or Disneyland, you hit a theme park or you're going hiking and you're moving all the time, yes, you may be getting your steps in and that is awesome. The best thing you can do is walk. I 100% believe in it. I do it pretty much every day. I mean, if I said every day all the time, okay, there are a couple days that I will take off, but I try to get in 7 full days of walking every week. Now, I don't always get what I want, and so I take days off. But the thing is this, you got to know your body. And when you begin to shift and you get a little comfortable going, well, yeah, the sweat thing, I really am working out. Yeah, maybe you're not working out as hard as you think you are. So how do you create your now when it comes to fitness? Well, number one, exercise early. It gets hot out there fast. I went out yesterday three different times and I first started at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now I will actually start earlier, but when my kiddo is going to school and I'm taking him to school, I have to, you know, fit things into his schedule. And right now, yes, he's still in school, but you know what? Today is his last day. Yes, we officially now, our baby is a junior in high school. Congratulations, G-Man. You are awesome. So exercise early. Get it in. And if you want to think about it this way, get it done. Because then if you decide to sit next to the pool or sit next to the beach and you're reading a book or you enjoy that extra scoop of coleslaw or baked beans or whatever it is that floats your fancy, you know what? Guess what? It's okay because you already put in the work. So exercise early. Number two, exercise more frequently. I just told you, I went out yesterday three different times. Why? Number one, my schedule. Number two, I didn't want to stay out in the heat as long. I wanted to stay hydrated. Now, yes, I sometimes do carry a water bottle with me, and that's wonderful. But if you're doing some exercises, it's hard. If you're running, you may not want that jiggly attachment of a water bottle, you know, clinging to you and hitting you or whatever. And things have gotten so much better now. But I know for me, I have a pattern and I'm very habitual when it comes to my walking, my running, my exercise, my overall fitness. And so one way to get through the heat is to exercise more frequently. Do shorter bursts and then do it more frequently. And so you don't have to be out. Maybe if you walk in your neighborhood and you're used to doing 7 laps, maybe you break it down and you get up early and you do 4 or 5 laps. And then instead, after lunch, you decide to do a lap or two. Or when it's in the evening after dinner time, it is fabulous to be able to stretch yourself by exercising more frequently. And then what happens is, it leads you to number three, it allows you to exercise with more variations. So not only are you changing up your schedule and the frequency of it, you're doing it earlier. Maybe you're also adding in a later workout, but you also add variation. So if it is steamy and hot, then exercise inside for the day. And if that means you're like, oh, but I got to get my walk in. Okay, get up really, really early, get your walk in, or at least get a couple laps in, and then come in and do some burst training. Come in and do some resistance training. Do some just body resistance training. You don't have to use weights. You don't have to use resistance bands. You can use just your own body weight in order to do that. And that's what I love about the AIM Academy, which is coming around the corner. This is something that you're going to get as a benefit. And I'm excited about it because I know in our community, the women that I see out there are beginning to band together and we've got this force now that's out there and it is awesome. And it makes my heart smile and it makes me smile because I know that they feel good. And when you have people that come to you and say, you know what, Christiane, when I started with you, man, I was huffing and puffing, but just because of my walking, just because of what we do and, you know, what I'm learning and how I'm changing my eating habits and, you know, my decisions I make on every meal that I take. And then if I'm going to a party, what do I do before the party and all of this? And again, the walking, they're like, I can go hiking and I'm not trying to catch my breath. I feel amazing. I'm not tired. I want to rest maybe later, take a little nap because, well, maybe I'm a little bit older and I like that. But I feel good. You see, that's why we do what we do when it comes to feeding our body and fueling it the way we need to with good nutrition and good fitness. Exercise early, exercise more frequently, and exercise with more variations. If it's too hot, put on one of those old DVDs. You know, look up something on YouTube. My goodness, there is so much stuff out there. You can either send me an email too and say, Christiane, share with me a couple things. There's a lot of ways that you can create your now. Now, in addition to the above, I want you to be sure to dress for success. And what I mean by that is it's not about just looking good, but it's about making sure you're dressing to the weather. So if you need to wear a tank top, awesome. Make sure you get sunscreen on. Protect your skin. I know when I'm out too long, There's sometimes I look like a red pepper or an orange. It depends on how much sun I'm getting. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I come in and I'm like, whoo, I feel a little bit wiped out, because the sun does exhaust us in a different way. Why? Because it dehydrates us, which leads me to the next thing. You got to hydrate frequently. Dress for success, wear the right stuff, hydrate frequently. You got to drink more water. Otherwise, your body is going to be sluggish after your early workouts. It's really important. And finally, you got to rest when needed. Pay attention to how you feel. If you're tired, then take a break. There is nothing wrong with that. Don't guilt yourself. Don't hang your head in shame. No, no, and no. Rest when needed. And it's not just because you're achy. You may get up and if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just dragging today. And it's not because, oh, I just don't want to exercise. You know that feeling. You've been there too many times. We're talking about your body is sluggish. Your head may be really foggy. And you're like, gosh darn it, I feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck. Then rest instead. And that will help you. When you choose to keep moving in the summer, you won't have to start up again in the fall. You just continue it. You change it up a little bit. And that's what I love about having this holistic approach to healthy living. When you're looking at how to create your now and your lifestyle, and when it comes to your health and wellness, that little piece of your pie, and not literally, even though pie is great, but don't eat it all the time. That's for another episode. But having that little bit of piece of pie, right? When you are continually taking responsibility for caring for your body, then what happens is it's not, oh my gosh, I've got to start all over again. That's as bad, if not worse, than working out in the extreme heat. I'm serious, because then it's like, oh, I thought I was somewhere if I would have just kept going. I'm telling you now, keep going this summer. You got this. Go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.